Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We're going to be talking about something that isn't just a big city problem. Joining us in studio with details from the OPP is Constable Brad Keffer. Brad, it is wonderful to meet you, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
We're going to talk about something that is not necessarily a big city problem, and you might not think. What would you like to focus on or discuss today?
I guess the point I'd like to make today, Jamie, is that we are seeing a slight rise in those organized crime-style thefts that are targeting brand new vehicles to get them to the rail yards in the GTA and overseas. However, most of our auto thefts in Perth County are still crimes of opportunity. And what that means is that the keys are left in an unlocked vehicle, making it very easy for the criminals. So
again, we're talking about auto theft. And as you talk about, there are some amazing statistics with regards to that in terms of auto theft.
Yeah, provincially, 2023, there was still a spike in the provincial data. 2024, there's been a plateau. And in county, we've seen an effect of our program where we have seen a decrease, though the number's still higher than we'd like. So.
Okay, but let's talk about that. When they're seizing that opportunity, believe it or not, as you've talked about, people are still leaving their keys in unlocked cars. I find this hard to believe.
It's, I get it. I grew up just outside of Listowel on a rural property where the keys, mom and dad always left the keys in the vehicle. So you could move something around the yard if you need to. But the world I grew up in, unfortunately, doesn't exist anymore. So we have to take those keys out of the ignition and lock the car.
All right. Now, I'm also thinking about, the fobs or the cars or vehicles that don't need, or the keyless, if you will. In terms of your fob and in terms of protecting yourself and your vehicle, what should you be doing with that fob? Should you be having it in a secure place, or is that a reality that needs to be concerned with?
Yeah, certainly that's another layer that we're pushing for people to protect their vehicles. So you can bring the key inside, certainly. And then there's Faraday bags and Faraday boxes you can purchase after the fact. And those are signal blocking bags and boxes that will block that signal, so someone can't use an antenna to capture the signal to get into the car.
But that is a reality that can happen, if you will.
It is a method that organized crime is using. Now, OPP, we've purchased a number of Faraday bags, and we've been giving those out at community events.
Oh, wow,
so,
okay.
So if you happen to see OPP officers at a community event, you can approach and ask if they have any Faraday bags, and we'll get those to you.
Again, we're chatting with OPP Constable Brad Kefford about auto theft. And Brad, let's talk about in terms of the local stats or the local situation, where do a lot of these vehicles that unfortunately get stolen, where do a lot of them end up or wind up?
So most of the thefts in Perth County are, again, crimes of opportunity and local criminals using it to support local crime. So oftentimes a locally stolen vehicle is used in a break and enter on a nearby farm or business. That vehicle is speeding through downtown Stratford or downtown Mitchell or downtown Listowel and not stopping for police and does not have much regard for public safety. So it's more than just the stolen vehicle. Oftentimes these vehicles are supporting other crimes in our local communities.
Okay. Fascinating stuff with auto theft. And again, with the OPP. And we have a very special get-together that you're teaming up with the Stratford Police Service that's coming up in June.
Yeah, so we're collaborating with Stratford Police on Tuesday, June 3rd, looking to start at 6 p.m. And it's going to be just an information session. Myself and some other experts will be there talking about auto theft specifically. There will be insurance representation there, and we can discuss layered protection you can take to protect your vehicle. And then there'll be a time for open questions, of course.
So. Okay, and we'll share all the details on that on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But in the meantime, that's Automobile Theft Prevention for Tuesday, June 3rd, 6 p.m., teaming up with the Stratford Police Service and with Crime Stoppers here on Perth as well. So again, that's at the Stratford Rotary Complex, and we'll share that. Any other thoughts on auto theft or any other prevention tips or anything else we haven't covered?
Yeah, just a couple more plugs. The Ontario Provincial Police and Stratford Police can offer a crime prevention through environmental design consultation where we can do an audit of your business property or residential property and just have a look around and make some suggestions on how you can better protect your property just through some design elements. And one more plug, the CamSafe program. If you just go on Google and Google CamSafe, that is a registry where people can register their home and business security cameras. Does not give police access to those cameras. It just lets us know you're police friendly. And if there's a crime in your neighborhood, we might be able to come talk to you and you can check your security cameras for us.
Perfect. There you go. Great information concerning auto theft prevention with OPP Constable Brad Keffer. Brad, thank you so much for all the details. It's great information. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.